I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
I'm Deanna Chang.
Oh, hi, Deanna Chang. I'm Emily Foster.
Oh, hey, we are How to Be Less...
How to Be Less Old.
And,
That was unrehearsed, everybody. I just... I know that you thought that we did that, like...
worked on it all week.
No.
For you guys.
That was improv.
Enjoy. Excited about today. Excited to learn.
This is like a very exciting time to be alive.
That's right.
That's right. And we have Hannah Dickinson coming in.
Yeah, she's a young comic. Mm-hmm. And I saw her at the All My Single Friends show.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's such a great show. We love those gals.
Yeah.
Avra and?
Dahlia.
Oof.
You guys should go. If you're looking for love, like, get out there. If you want, if you enjoy comedy, plus you may be single or not. You don't have to be single. They put on a fantastic live show. And Hannah was one of the comics, and she was hysterical. So she is going to bring us. She's on, like, all of the dating apps out there.
Thank God somebody is.
And she is wants to talk about how she's experimented with her sexuality via the apps.
That's such a nice avenue. You know, it's like back when we were young, I think the only way you could really, you know, allow yourself to explore was to get really drunk or something.
Right, like in college. And
yeah.
Then just like, meanwhile, I didn't even take that opportunity, which bums me out.
Look, I don't think a lot of people do.
Really?
Yes.
Is it more in movies that they say, like, in college you're going to?
Yes. Don't you think?
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know
what people are up to. But we will find out what this youth is up to. And I did want to play, you know, a little bit ago, Amanda Bynes came back out. She hit the scene.
Oof. It's an interview that should be watched, I believe.
I do, too. It's an important piece of pop culture. Amanda, as we know, she had her time in the sun with some Disney shows, and she had that show with Jeannie Garth.
Real cute gal. She had her own show, the Amanda Bynes Show.
And she was fantastic in that.
Look, she's talented.
Yeah. She was really
great.
I'm
going to put it in the present tense because I'm leaving room for her.
For her. You're opening up a space for her.
That's right. She could be back with us.
Great.
Yeah.
And this interview, we'll just play a little. I'd love to get Hannah's thoughts on it because she grew up with her.
Right.
So I'm curious to see, like, because she's had a tough go.
And, you know, it's sad. What's so sad about it is, like, we don't know exactly what we watched, if there was mental health issues there as well, or if it was just drugs or what have you. But, you know, the sad thing is we all saw it.
Right.
Because she's a public figure.
True.
And she's young. I mean, so the hard part is while Hannah's experimenting with sexuality through apps, like, this poor woman could not even experience her whole life without all of us being party to it.
Yeah, and you don't know what happened because
something
bad went down.
And look, and we may never know.
That's
unless
right.
She does a tell-all.
But this little video gives us some stuff. So I think we should play some of that. And
what I'll say about this video is it makes the rest of us look crazy. Is really what it does.
How so?
I feel like she comes off as the most normal part of this video.
Well, she's cleaned herself up.
Yes.
So God bless, really and truly. I'm so happy for her.
Yes.
She seemed like someone who may not pop back.
We don't, who knows?
Have we heard about the dating app She?
No.
Okay, so that's one of the ones that Hannah has for us. I'm excited. Okay, we're going to learn, guys. We're going to learn.
How to be less old.
Boop.
How to be less old.
So we have her here.
Hannah.
She's so disturbed. It's like, wow, it's a little early for that. But
she's like, why is this woman singing to me?
No, I took an Adderall and a cold brew, so I'm like hyped.
You're ready. Like,
I'm ready. I'm focused.
An Adderall and a cold brew?
Mm-hmm. Washed down with a cold brew.
I'm kind of I'm jealous.
I wouldn't even know what that would do to me.
It would put you through the roof. Is Adderall, is this like something that you take on the reg?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so it may not put you through the roof.
Oh, no, no.
But it would put she and I over the moon.
Yeah, I try not to take it, but I have pretty severe. And also, sure. I have narcolepsy, I'm pretty sure. Only when I drink, but.
Oh, okay. I have that too.
Oh, really? You fall asleep when you drink?
I'm like notorious. I will just sleep in a bar. Here's my favorite
Me too.
Story. I was at a bar with two of my friends and totally just passed out. And they woke me up and they're like, we're going to take you back to the apartment because we're going to go to another bar. And I go, oh, no, no, no. Just take me with you. I'll just sleep there.
Solution oriented.
Look, I just I wanted to be a part of things.
I totally respect that. Like 100,000%.
Yeah. You know what? I actually think someone said to me once that my body doesn't process alcohol in the right way. And I'm pretty sure that's probably what's happening for all three of us.
Do you not drink?
That would be a smart solution, but no, I do.
I always think about that because I'm the same way. I'm like, I must have an allergy. Like, yeah. I fell asleep in college. I would always fall asleep at this wine bar because it was 2 hours unlimited wine. Obviously, I'm going to fall asleep. I'd like bring a pillow at some point.
What a weird bar.
I know.
Yeah.
2 hours of unlimited wine? I don't even
understand. For $20.
Yeah. Oh, for $20. Okay.
So you basically bought a bottle, right, and you're probably not going to drink more than four glasses, so they're the smart ones.
Yeah, but this is college kids, so we'd be like, bring it in, and then we'd pour the champagne and the sangria. It was like champagne, sangria, red wine, white wine. So
I'm
we would like bring
sleeping
it all.
Just hearing about this. Yeah, right. <okay. laughs>
And my friend was like, I passed out so hard, and she was like, oh, don't worry, she always does this. And the guy goes, yeah, I know, I work here.
That guy deserves an award today.
I know her steez.
So, and yeah, people just called me the narco in college.
See,
I
that's
just
cuter than my nickname, which was Grandma.
I mean, I think I've said this before where I worked at that Garden of Eden and I would fall asleep like literally at, I was the co-check girl and I would fall asleep with the DJ in my head at the window where I was supposed to be collecting money. And at some point I would just lay down and like the bouncers would pound on the plexiglass and I would be like, oh, okay. I fell asleep in unreal conditions. Like, but
right.
I would have an apple martini at some point, and that's why. You know what I mean? Like,
I love that was like your sleeping pill.
Had to have an. I couldn't get through that fucking job without an apple martini. You know, the worst people in the whole world were there. The worst Hollywood wannabe nimrods.
AKA so me.
I
was probably there.
So we have a lot to talk to you about. We want to deal with your dating app life.
Great.
Now, quick question with Adderall. How long have you been on it?
Well, subscribed, prescribed, like 3 years.
Oh, okay. Not that long, really.
Yeah, I took it a lot in college just because a lot of my friends had it and they would just give it to me. And then I was
And
like,
why would they have it? Because they were prescribed Adderall?
Yeah.
Okay. And what does it do?
It just makes you focus, I guess, and have more energy. Mm-hmm. Well, as I'm like.
As you're like. as we fan you.
Yeah. No, I think for me, it just like I can sit doing stand up. It's like writing or I want to write. So it's just writing a script. It's just sitting down and doing it where I can get distracted literally by a feather in the air. So it helps. And it's probably horrible for my health. But
has a doctor now prescribed it for you?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I took a test, but it's pretty easy to fail an ADHD test.
What is on that test?
It's like, do you feel distracted?
The answer is yes.
That's the, like, here's what's confusing to me. It's like, how much of that is just being human? You know, like, I don't know where the line of human brain meets, like, all of a sudden you're diagnosed. You know what I mean? Like, we're all distracted.
Yeah, I mean, is that the total,
no,
what else is on
no,
this
it's
test?
A long test.
How long is the test? I do want to hear another question off this test, because so far I'm very disturbed.
They're probably 75 questions.
Okay.
And they're like 1 to 10. How long does it take you to finish a book or something?
Yeah, I would.
Years.
I definitely take years. So like, you know, it is disturbing.
Human.
It's a, yeah. I mean, we live in an age of constant pounding information in our faces. So most people probably have no attention span.
Yeah.
But does that mean everyone should be – do you think people are overprescribed or no?
Oh, for sure.
Right.
But – I mean, I am, so I'm right. Like, it's like sleeping with drinking. Like, I probably shouldn't be drinking, but
you're gonna do it anyway.
Yeah, what? Yeah. I want it's gonna shave 5 years off my life. Like, might as well live it up.
Oh my god, a lady in her 20s can say that, right? Yeah, woo, that felt good.
It felt really nice.
Shave 5 years off my life. I don't give a fuck.
Big whoop alert.
I know I'm gonna have dementia when I'm like 40, but. Oh, what are you gonna do?
I hope not.
So you're dating, girl on the town.
I don't know if dating's the word. But
what are you up to?
Hanging and banging.
Hanging and banging.
Whoa!
That
felt fresh too.
It did. It's like it's a more energized version of like Netflix and chill. You know what I mean? It's like a less Adderall-y version of Netflix and chill. It's
I felt like they were just like balls in the breeze, like just like hanging and banging.
Hanging
it's
and
just
banging.
Like, but my friend who's a lesbian told me that. So it's not even like a balls in the breeze. It's like
she's hanging and banging.
She would call it hanging and banging. She would
it
just
could be a labia in the breeze. Right. it just felt like breezy sex.
Breezy genitals.
Yes, breezy genitals.
Yeah.
That's exactly
genitals
right.
Are breezing in and out.
Yeah, that's her. But she's really cool. And she said that. I was like, I'm going to use that because I want to sound.
She's cool.
She's cool. I want to be cool. Yeah. So I use it.
So who are you hanging and banging? Like how, what are we up to?
Name, social security numbers, addresses.
Right now, no one.
No one.
My sex life is like, it's like an animal. Like I have like seasons like
okay.
Where it's like.
We're hibernating.
Right now. Because okay. I just, you know, I feel yeah. heavy right now. But also,
you
I
look
know.
Great. Girl, you look
you.
Great.
You really
so
do.
Cute.
I appreciate that. I needed that. But no, I don't know. I just go through phases where, you know, when you have sex with someone to get someone else out of your system
yeah.
and then you keep doing that and you're like, I should just go to a doctor and like not have sex with anyone.
Yeah, like a therapist.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's like my sex life. And right now I'm off.
Cody's liking that one.
Yeah. But I'm leaving for Chicago this summer, so I'll probably be hanging and banging there.
Okay, to get some Chicago banging in.
Yeah, yeah. When I go on the road, I hope my mom doesn't listen to this.
She won't. She can't find it.
Great. When I go on the road, I bang more because it's like I'll never see this person again.
So how does it work? Like you're doing your stand-up, and I was telling Emily how funny you were when I saw you at Dahlia's show.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. So something like that. You're at a show. You're funny, cute. And then afterwards, you're making moves. You're hanging around for an extra drink, and someone approaches you. Like, what's mm-mm. the game plan?
No. It's like I'm bored during the headliner set, and I'm just swiping,
talking. Girl.
I'm like, what are you doing right now?
Location-based swiping.
Well, first of all, congratulations, Emily Frieda Foster, for like being so fucking on the dot with that. I didn't get that on any level. I thought we were IRL.
You're going swiping. To a new city, and you're getting on that app.
You're getting those fresh swipes in.
Yes.
Damn.
All new faces.
Yeah. Okay. Guys don't hit on me after. It's women that are like hit on me after shows, which is interesting.
How so?
Like they'll be like, oh my god, we should go get a drink. Like here's my card, and I'm like. I just talked about dick for 15 minutes. Like, how are... All right. And then...
But are we going out with them anyway?
Rarely.
But it's, like, not even, like, girls... It's, like, this...
Older gals.
Yeah, with kids and this one.
It's because those are the only people who still IRL.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
that's
people
right.
don't IRL anymore.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So older gals with children are hitting you up?
Yeah. Like, we should go for a drink. Like, I'm like... I don't think
they
that's
just think
a good
you're
idea.
Like a good time gal.
Yeah, okay.
They're trying to relive something through you.
I don't know. Okay. It's just odd, and I'm always like, okay, but I'm not. I'm
you're not going to do
well,
that
from it's an not... older lady with kids' perspective.
Please,
you don't have time. You have one night off, right?
So make it fucking count.
They're making it count. They're beelining. They're
this
like,
woman was like, "You should join my crew." Like we, because she it was in Chicago because she knew I was coming back. Because I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm coming back." She's like, "Oh, you should come out with us." Like my work friends and like they sold insurance. So I was like, I'm not going to hang out with like your insurance
that's hysterical.
Sales. But maybe I will. I
but
don't know. Maybe
you
I'll
will.
Get lonely.
You'll end up at like Buffalo Wild Wings. It's going to get crazy.
This is quite a life you're leading.
So
you're getting in those fresh swipes, and those are happening like on Tinder.
Yeah. What app are we using?
You know, different city, different hoes, but I mostly use Bumble because I respect myself not at all. But it's like they say Bumble's where the good ones are at. But
right.
I use Tinder, I use Hinge.
Okay.
Really just any.
Okay. It feels good. It feels good to be on all the main apps, right?
Right.
I mean,
you don't want to
miss one that's like necessary.
Yeah. But the awkward thing is when you see someone else who's on both.
Okay.
And you don't, maybe you've swiped one way and then you don't know. Okay.
Well, and a lot of times.
Because you're like, why are you on multiple apps? Is that why it's weird?
Yeah. But then I'm also on multiple
apps. Right. That's
when you have to everybody? It's a numbers game, right?
I know. But it just
doesn't feel good.
It feels weird.
That's interesting.
I get it. It's like, look, when you're just dating someone and you're not locked in, it's like you know they're probably dating other people, but you only want to imagine they're dating you. It doesn't feel good to actually see them. So it's like you don't want to see them trying to get tail in different arenas.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense.
But. Yeah. You want to be the only predator out there.
Right.
No one. So.
Wait, are there any apps we haven't heard of? Like,
I don't know. I'm also on a lesbian dating app called Her.
So. Oh, okay. So I know you had told me some apps and I didn't know. I was calling it She. So Her. What is happening on Her?
Not a lot. I get.
Are you a lesbian?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know,
I don't know.
We don't. I don't know. I made out with a girl in high school, but.
But that's a long time. I mean, you're 20 in your 20s.
Yeah.
But that's a minute ago.
And I still use my high school weight on my resume. So we're still living in the past.
But when when we're hanging and banging, it's boys.
It's boys.
Okay.
I think it's just because I get. Yeah. One time I was going to meet up with this girl. She was super hot, like way like a 10. And then we were going to meet up. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Keep going.
No, just kidding.
As a woman with blonde hair in the room, shouts out.
No, just getting a visual.
But
thin, tall.
Yeah.
Yes and yes.
All of the
blue
above.
Blue eyes, brown.
I think blue. I can't really remember because I never met her in person. I got too drunk and had to leave the bar because I got too nervous. Because I was like, oh, God, I don't know if I can do this. Like,
so you kind of stood her up.
Kind of, a little bit. But she was going out with friends and I was out with friends. My friends stayed out. I was like, I got to go home. I'm going to pass out. I'm trying to leave now before I pass out. It's like my thing.
Trust me. I get it.
The Irish exit.
Yeah. Really proud of you for that, by the way.
I'm really growing
You're
up.
You're growing up a lot.
I leave the bar at like 10:45. I'm like, mama's got to go to bed. But
I can take you through the next phases that will hit you, by the way, of like how you manage not falling asleep at the bar. Then you have to start chasing every drink with a glass of water. It becomes a whole thing. Go on.
She just rolled her eyes so hard. She's like, please. Like, that's the, like, chasing with water is really the worst thing you've heard.
Well,
in
and
quite
that's
some
late
time.
20s. And then by the time it's later, you just quit. I mean, like, I have one to two drinks and that's
it. Oh, yeah. Two drinks is like.
Because you can't handle it anymore.
That's how I was feeling last night. I was like, I couldn't do it. I'm wondering. You know, I'm just
wondering.
Growing up every day.
You are. We're proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, okay. So you just ghosted on Her and
that opportunity.
So how often are we hitting up Her, and has there been any other Hers that you've tried to meet up with?
Well, now the apps, you can switch from girls to guys. So
even Her?
No, not on Her.
Yeah.
Her is exclusively women.
So you're flipping onto girls on Tinder and like.
Yeah, testing it out. I just,
but we haven't done it yet.
Right.
No.
Okay.
The closest I ever got, actually, I think I did make out with her.
Anna, I'm getting concerned. Is the Adderall kicking in or is it not?
No, I can't remember because I was so drunk. I mean, I really hope my mom is listening to this.
She won't. How can she listen?
You know what? I used to do, actually, I did a podcast.
Does she follow you, like, on Twitter?
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah, she follows me on everything. So I guess the story that I was getting to, sorry, was I was on Tinder and this girl was like, hey, do you want to have a threesome? And I was like, I'm not doing anything tonight.
Why not?
Like, all my friends were busy, so I might as well just go have this threesome. And then I started getting, again, nervous about it. My friend was like, yeah, you got to go. You got to live your life and, like, make experiences.
Sure.
Once again, got way too – I just got nervous, and I started drinking.
Yeah.
Wow, I sound – but anyway, I – drinking pretty heavily. And then I meet them at a bar. And what was weird is this guy that I had hooked up with on and off for a year was at the table next to us.
Oh, no. This is a recipe for too much emotion.
It's so much. But the weirdest part is I met them in Venice. And he lives in West Hollywood where I live. Oh, and yeah. He was sitting at the table next to us. I'm like, I feel like he knows these people. Because they were at a long group table and like kind of left. And I was what is happening? It was horrible. So they were like, oh, do you want some wine?
How old a couple are we dealing with?
I think in their early 30s.
Okay.
And were they together?
Yeah. They were like looking to mix it up.
Oh my God. What did they look like? What kind of?
She was hotter than him. Like, I was like, yeah, I'll go down on you, but not him. Like, okay. I was like, this guy is.
But by the way, you've never gone down on
him. No. I was just going to play it by ear.
So you're really going, like, you're just trying to make a swing and a hit here. Like, I like that your first attempt at woman love is like, meeting randoms at a bar to get into a threesome, like, God bless you. The spirit is strong.
Well, I just want to have that dick on reserve. You know what I mean? Like,
if you didn't know what to do, you could hop on the other.
Yeah.
Sure.
So
sure.
I was like, I had to. So then they were, you know, giving me wine. They were like, oh, do you want any? Like, because so I was creepy. Like this. Yeah, it was so creepy.
I hate it.
But didn't you like that you got picked? I mean, that's like place to be in, I think, feel like.
Picked is, or just being the first to be like, let's do it right now. Like,
so you feel like they put out multiple offers? I don't think so. Like, if you were.
I love your innocence, Emily.
Really?
No, I just.
Like, if you and your partner, this is a hypothetical, I won't even bring it in
for
real.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
But, like, if you were going to, like, try to find a third, I feel like you'd be selective. I would be selective.
I guess I don't know what's going on, you know, like, yeah, hypothetically, a girl who's never gone down on someone is not going to show up and be like, going down on you, first time ever, like, random.
Yeah, but remember the first time you went down on a dick?
It was random.
No one knows what's happening. I still don't know how to do that.
I feel like I still have nightmares about that first time.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I know. I was.
I don't actually remember, but go on.
No, yeah. In college, my freshman year nickname was Bad Hand Job Hannah. So I never know what I'm doing. You just kind of got to go for it.
There's no such thing as a good hand job. True. Hannah.
True.
Thank Cody you. Is yes. shaking his, nodding his head. Correct.
Also, I wear a lot of rings. I didn't know that was an element to it. I was like, oh, they're like teeth on my fingers. Great. So yeah, I get really back to the threesome. I'm drinking continuously. And then we go back to their sick Venice apartment. I was like, can they just like adopt me? Because and then we started making out. But I remember I tried to take my – I wore Converse like a fucking rookie. And I tried to take it off, but I was so drunk I fell over. Mm. And then she and him reconvene in their bedroom. And then they come out and ask me to leave.
Because you were so drunk.
Because I was so hammered. And I was like, ooh, that's a relief. They're like, we'll Uber you. Because it was from Venice to West Hollywood. I was like, perfect. So I got a free Uber home.
What and, a silver lining.
Yeah, I never spoke to that. I couldn't even tell you their name.
No, so. And nor should you.
Oh, man.
Wow. And honestly, if they were to walk in here, I'd be
you
like,
you would barely know them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they would probably be like, that fucking girl.
But the truth is, you will see them again in life, and it'll be hysterical.
I mean, I could only hope so.
Yeah. No, it'll happen.
Not anytime soon, but it will happen.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, now every time I'm in Venice, I'm like, oh, like, I'm just worried there. It was such a foggy memory.
Yeah. So basically, it's not that you're experimenting sexually with these apps. You're just attempting to. You're just like seriously attempting to get experimental, but you can't actually. You have yet to do it. Yeah. You've yet to find success experimenting.
The point, yeah, I'm an alcoholic. The end of this story.
No, but you are. I like what's good about it is that you're being bold. What's bad about it is the liquid courage turns into something else.
Yeah. It's just, I think. Yeah, also, like, at that time, I was experimenting with a lot of other medications that I was prescribed, like anti-anxiety and depressants. So I was, like, going up and down on doses. It was just a dark time in my life.
Okay.
But, yeah, so.
So the next step would be we hit Chicago this summer. We get on her. We meet a hottie that we like, and we don't get wasted.
That's right? The goal,
okay.
I think. But.
Okay.
I think, I feel like LA people are more sexually, it's just way more sexually fluid in that, like, girls, and maybe not for guys, well, maybe, but for women, I know they're always like, I feel like everyone's bi. Huh. My friend just started hooking up with a girl who's, and now she, I don't know, it's just, it feels more open, whereas I don't know if other cities it's like,
you might have some like real lesbians to deal with who don't want your nonsense.
Yeah, who don't want my
your horseshit and lemonade. Yeah,
exactly. Like, this bitch, I don't want to offend. I hope I'm not being offensive.
But don't let that stop you. You'll find out. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Maybe they just want to hang and bang.
That's right.
Well, this guy was like, you're so offensive. Like, that's so offensive. You're trying to hook up with a girl to figure out your sexuality.
Well, how else are you going to figure it out?
Exactly. And I'm like, the guys I hook up with now, it's not like they care about me and I care about them. Like, one night stand is one night stand, regardless of the other person's
intentions.
Who's
this guy?
Yeah. Why do we hate him so much?
I don't hate. He's my friend from New York, but he was just giving me shit. And I was
like, it's not precious to be gay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just gay.
Yeah.
It's not a big precious thing. Everyone, unless you were like, hi, I've been a lesbian for the last 10 years and I've been in 6 relationships with girls. It's like, well, then that's, if you're presenting that storyline, sure.
Yeah.
But if you're being yourself and like you haven't had experience with a woman and you're doing what you're doing and that comes up, then that comes up. You know, like as long as you're not presenting something completely false.
Yeah, exactly.
You're good. You're golden.
Yeah, my friend who, my best friend who's a lesbian was like, yeah, you should just do it with a random girl. She's like, lesbians love, this is what she said to me, lesbians love hooking up with straight girls and turning, and she said turning them gay. She's like, she thinks everyone's gay. And I'm like, but I don't want to, I was like, I don't want to hook up with her because we're like best friends, you know, to have a relationship. She's like, you can't experiment on me. You got to find some hoe.
And that's right.
You got to find a hoe like yourself.
Right.
And test it out.
I want to talk about, you were saying earlier that you feel, and then we'll take a break after this, but you were saying earlier that you feel heavy right this second, right?
Yeah.
So what do you, because you're not.
Not at all.
So what's going on? Like, why are you saying that? What are you feeling? Like, what is it? What's going on?
I mean, well, it doesn't help that a comic called me chubby the other night, and but he was trying to be helpful.
Are you kidding me?
Which I respect, but it still hurts.
Helpful how?
He was like, you know, you're a pretty girl, but you could be a lot prettier in 30 pounds, and if you want to be on TV, you better
This is the worst person ever, by the way. I don't know who this is, but they are the worst.
Yeah, but it's not even like I'm trying to be like, I'm not trying to complain. In a sense, I know what he's saying. It's not that – I don't think I'm fat, but I'm not fat enough for television, but I'm not – like, I'm not fat, but I'm not skinny. So I'm just, like, normal. So it's, where do you put that person?
You put them on television.
Well, thank you.
But do you think there's anything to it being a little bit harder for, like, a normal-sized person? Because, like, there is the thing where I feel like right now there are the girls out there who are plus-sized. And it's, like, cool, they're plus-sized, that's a thing.
I think it's all becoming more normal.
Okay.
Do you know? I really do. Like, we talked in our last episode about Amber Rose. Where would you put her? She's not fat. She's not skinny.
But she's not really, like, I guess she's on television. But, like, if you're thinking, like, classic sitcom, are you thinking about, like, a sitcom or, like, an hour special? Not, like, a reality show.
Like, sure, but, like, she has – I get what you're saying. But, like, I can't think of anyone else.
I know. That's,
that's
where it's interesting. It's, like, when you think about, like, reality show is open. There's all shapes and sizes in reality. But I do wonder, like –
But I think that's helping to get things more normalized.
Probably is.
What about – that show. God damn it.
What?
American Housewife? The lead of that?
I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
Right, and the truth
of
it is...
You know what, let's just move on. Okay. I don't know.
The truth of it is there are plenty of normal-sized people on television. I mean, it's not that there aren't, but, like, for your age, like, in your early 20s, like, I kind of understand what you're saying, you know, that it may be easier to go one way or another.
Yeah.
But you can't. You know what I mean? Like, but there's also room for everyone as well.
Yeah, I think there is, but you know, this is the industry that I chose, so it's like shit or get off the pot. Like, I can complain that there aren't enough normal girls on TV as long as I want, but that's not going to change anything. It's I can either adapt or I can complain. So it's like, not that I'm saying anyone needs to lose weight, but it's not going to do anything to complain, because I don't think that many normal girls are on getting cast. And I'm in a casting room when I do have auditions, which is so rare, but I'm sitting in there with girls who look like me but who are a lot thinner than I am, and it does not help. Like, it just feels horrible. And I've been told by multiple people, like, you need to lose 10 to 15 pounds, which is fine, but it's just like it's just a thing that I know. But
I give a lot of credit to people whose desire is to be an actress and be on TV. I really do. That is the most brutal. Like, a casting room is my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
And to even, like, march in there, it takes all of, you know, you're not using liquid courage in that. Like, you are a bold, bold woman.
My roommate's an EMT, so it's like bravery is just boldness. And I'm like, I just feel like it's all horseshit, but I don't know why I want to do it. I wish I didn't.
What kind of show would you want to be on if you could, like, right the second choose?
Had it started years ago, I would have loved to have been Caitlin Olsen on Always Sunny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
You could do that. That's great.
Yeah, but she's also banging.
Yeah, but you're banging.
Thanks.
You know, but you are. Yeah. Like, and if you do comedy, which is great. Some of these actresses don't do a lick of comedy, and there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Like, you're a comic actress.
But what's funny is that show I'm Dying Up Here on Showtime.
Yeah.
They cast a bunch of male comics for that show. All the females on there, not comics. They're just regular actresses. Even the girls playing stand-ups.
Really?
It's like beautiful actresses. And it's so funny because it's like they didn't even cast stand-ups. So it's just weird.
You know what you have to – like, we both know a bunch of people who've made it, right?
Yep.
I feel like all the people I know who have made it, quote unquote, have created their own content.
Exactly. And yeah. they're not necessarily focused on
– their inside, their beauty.
How they're – looking.
Men and female. Not that they're not at all, but that's not, they're not making themselves insane.
They're not counting themselves out because of where they're at.
It's true.
Yeah, I just recently, like, I consider myself a writer before an actress, for sure, but obviously a Postmates driver before all of that, but.
Amen.
Obviously. But I do, and I write, and I create my own stuff, but it's weird. I've just been told,
yeah,
that's what I feel is missing. It's weird. I get it.
When you hear those words, you can't erase them.
Yeah,
they're there. I get it. But so, like, your friend telling you that, I don't count that as helpful advice. I don't.
He's also an extreme person, and
he should be checked for that. By the way, like, I don't like.
Is it Ahmed Weinberg?
Oh my God, no, but I. No, never mind. I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
Honestly.
Just having.
Do it. Did you listen to this?
He was on our show a while ago.
Oh.
I just know he's done Avra and Dahlia's show, so it's kind of joking. But
oh, yeah. Yeah. We made out once.
He's cute.
I know.
He's
love super him. Cute. Never call me. I don't know what it is.
I kind of have a crush on him.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? He's so, like, love him. But
yeah, anyway.
Anyway.
So let's take a little break.
Yes.
Oof. When we come back, we're going to quiz you. Yeah, that's right, Hannah. Hope that Adderall's fucking kicked in, because you are going to have to look alive.
All right.
We're going to quiz you on, like, vintage reality questions, because reality shows have been around a while, and we want to see what your vintage, like, knowledge is.
Oh, shit.
And if you don't know, it's as good as if you do for us.
Yeah, I feel like it's more embarrassing to know everything.
It's for
sure.
Might be.
It is.
Okay, we'll be right back.
How to be less old.
When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G and half cup sizes, Third Love. Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel great. There's a perfect bra for everyone, and you can find yours in just seconds by answering a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder. Now you can try one of their best-selling bras free for 30 days. Just pay $2.99 for shipping, and one of Third Love's signature 24/7 bras is on its way. Cut the tag off and see how easily a perfect-fitting bra fits into your life. Wash it, wear it. You might even forget it's on. If your Third Love bra isn't your new favorite, you can always return it or exchange it for free. Go to thirdlove.com/htblo now to find your perfect-fitting bra and try it for 30 days. That's thirdlove.com/htblo to try your new favorite bra for free. thirdlove.com/htblo.
How to be less old!
And we're back. I am Deanna Chang.
Oh, that's so interesting. I'm Emily Foster, and we're here with Hannah Dickinson.
That's right.
Any relationship to Janice Dickinson?
No.
No. Do you know who she is?
I do.
Okay.
She's Vintage Reality.
She is. That's why I brought her up. She's a hot ticket, that
she
one.
She sure is. Really something. Okay, so we're going to ask you a few multiple choice, for the most part, questions, okay. And then you are going to tell us your answers. That's how simple it's going to be.
Great.
Okay, great. So in what show did we meet a guy named Puck? A, Survivor, B, Real World, or C, Top Model?
Fuck is right.
Was it A?
Survivor?
Yes.
No.
So sorry. We met Puck on The Real World.
That's what I thought, but I thought the answer was too obvious. Obviously, a Puck would be on The Real World. So I was like, this is a trick question. Okay, now I get it.
Okay. Now you see where we're coming from.
Richard Hatch is known for winning the first season of A, RuPaul's Drag Race, B, Amazing Race, C, Big Brother, or D, Survivor.
Richard Maybe Hatch. These are hard questions. I'm just going to stand by Survivor.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, that was like the big first money windfall. It felt like, I'm sure there was like game shows, but like the first like
reality
kind of
competition.
Like competition type show.
I grew up on that. We did chili every night, every Thursday.
Chili every Thursday. That sounds delicious.
Wait, so you're from Chicago?
No, I'm from Virginia.
Oh. Just had a Midwest
chili every
meal.
Thursday. Chicago. Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt were a couple on The Hills. Was their nickname A, Mon Pratt, B, Spidey, or C, Pratty?
B,
okay.
Spidey.
She looked at us like offended. Like, how dare you bring me that question?
But like, Mon Pratt and Pratty are pretty good, right?
Yes.
Like,
Mon Pratt seems like a missed opportunity.
I know. What the heck?
It'd be like the best way to have like a Vaughn put in your name. Like, Emily Vaughn Foster. I'm Mon Pratty.
Mon Pratty.
But I feel like they were the villains of the show. So Spidey's like
better.
Spider.
Yeah.
It's like,
they were the worst. Weren't they the worst?
Oh, they still are. You know, but God bless, they're together and they're having a baby. So
My friend had class with Spencer, and like, it was so weird. He came to our sorority to get her notes. It was like a comm class. He was finishing his USC degree finally.
Oh, weird.
But I don't think he's doing anything with it.
Okay. On the show Jersey Shore, who dated Ronnie? A, Sammy Sweetheart, B, JWoww, or C, Snooki?
Sammy Sweetheart.
Correct. Ding, You're ding, doing ding, great. Ding, ding, ding. You're doing really great. Now, this is a hard one.
Wait, you kind of look like Sammy Sweetheart.
Oh, my God.
Are you not seeing it?
I don't see it, but you never see anything I see, so no. I'm in that. But I'm, like, now in your spot, which when I say people look like people, you're always like, don't see it.
That is more offensive than talking
what?
About
you. She's so cute.
She's gorgeous.
What?
Sammy Sweetheart?
Who am I thinking of?
Oh, come on.
You're thinking of Snooki. Snooki is not a compliment. Sammy Sweetheart?
Oh, my God. She was like, nope, that's like, who I thought it was. Still offensive.
Just anyone on that show. But thank you for
it. I mean, I think she's real pretty. I mean, I'm not saying personality. You're not a personality twin.
Yeah, cool.
What reality show? What reality show gave Elizabeth Hasselbeck her start? This is no multiple choice. This is just you got to get it or you don't.
Or we could do it. I mean,
well, let me see if you got it.
Okay. There's no way.
Okay, so
A, Top Model,
B, RuPaul's Drag Race,
C, Amazing Race,
3, Survivor. D and a 3.
I'm gonna go with B.
RuPaul's Drag Race?
No, A.
What was it? Oh, Top Model?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
Survivor. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who lived on The View forever, got her start on Survivor.
Isn't that crazy? Crazy.
That's so crazy.
I know, it really is. Because she never, I would clock watching The View. Like, I watched some of those years with Elizabeth, and I was like, they never friggin' bring it up.
Of course.
Even
not,
when they
no.
have reality people on, it's like, it did, it like poof, disappeared when she became a conservative View host.
Right.
It was like erased.
But I think everyone was probably telling her that you don't want to live off the Survivor. That's why you don't. You don't want to use that. You don't want people to know you as that. So just like erase it.
Yeah, well, she erased it. I mean, no one brought it up. It's like Kelly Clarkson like doesn't ever talk about American Idol, even though everyone wants her to talk about it. Like, she tried to erase it, but
it's so funny. Yeah, I mean, and that's the goal, I think, for most people who go on reality shows.
Yes.
They want to use it as the launching pad and not be known for it.
But then it's like, well, but that did give you, like, that's where people, like,
that's where
fell in love with
you.
Yeah.
Pay respect.
So what did we learn today, Hannah? We learned a lot.
I mean, it was, yeah.
How are you feeling right now? Do you feel we've done right by you or wrong by you?
I think right by
okay,
me.
Okay, great.
Oh, good.
Great, good, great.
Yeah. Super.
So are we going to attempt to use our dating apps with less liquor going forward?
I would love to say yes.
But
I just don't.
We may not be there yet.
Well, yeah.
And that's okay.
But
fine.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I'm really bad at, I just get really bad anxiety with relationships in general. So I guess I should get over that and not drink as much. But it's, or I don't know.
I feel I think you nailed it. I think that you need to take a trip down Lady Lane and see what's there for you.
I do too.
And I think explore that.
I mean, if you have an inkling, there's a reason.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
Most likely. Or not. And you'll find out.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell a little story.
Oh,
I've got,
please. I'm excited for this.
A friend who, when we were in our 20s, was hanging and banging a lot.
Okay.
And then she was just like, you know what? I've met all the men. I can't anymore. I cannot do this anymore. And she went to a lesbian bar because back then that's how we had to do it. There were no swipies.
Brick and mortar.
And she met this woman. They're now married. This is the first night she ever went to a lesbian bar.
Whoa.
Met a woman, fell in love. They started a company together. They got married. They just had their first baby.
Oh, that's the couple that you always talk about? Oh,
yeah.
My God, I love that.
They're the best. And so you just never know. The point is, it's just to put a seed out there that, like, you never know what day you're going to meet the person that's going to change everything, whether it's a man or a woman. Like, just keep that hope. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know.
That.
It could be tomorrow. It could be today. It could be Cody. He could be right here in front of us right now.
Well, that's a great story.
Well, and
that's
true.
Your eyes literally lit up and sparkled.
No, that's how I feel. I mean, I just feel I've made the run. I've tried short. I've tried tall. I've tried fat. I'm like
everything. I get it. And like, not for nothing, you could keep on trying them, and maybe it's never going to be because maybe you just need a lady friend.
That's what everyone keeps telling me.
Well, they might be right.
Yeah.
Give it a whirl. And don't go into it with the threesome. Like, that's too hectic.
It's way too hectic. I would never do that again. Also, I didn't think of the possibility of them murdering me.
Oh, speaking of murdering, we haven't played our Amanda Bynes
that's
thing.
Right.
So we do need to deal
need
with
to
that
dive
really quick.
In really quick.
Gonna play a little clip. This is Amanda Bynes has emerged from the ashes.
And do you remember her? You grew up with her, right?
Yeah, I love her.
Okay.
So we're going to play a little something here. Hold on, let me...
Have you seen this?
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be great to diffuse some of the past. Are you ready for this?
So ready.
You ready to go there?
Yeah, let's go there.
I don't want to make you cry.
Don't make me cry.
No crying. Okay. When you told Drake to murder your vagina.
I actually wasn't being insincere. I was like saying, murder my vagina.
Uh-huh. You were serious.
I was serious, but I was also on drugs. So that was my way of saying like, let's do it,
let's
man.
Do it.
But I was like on drugs and trying to be hilarious.
Yeah. Can I be honest with you? He's really cute.
He's hot.
He's hot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for you to say that, I mean, I can't blame you.
Thank you.
What's it like to get your vagina burger?
I don't know.
I'm like, what does that even
mean? What does that even mean? It just means, like, fuck me, Drake.
Okay, did Blac Chyna really steal your look?
I stole her look.
You stole her look. So you're saying it out there. You stole her look.
Oh, yeah. I was getting the microdermals in my cheeks because she had them.
Yeah.
I thought they looked super hot on her.
Yeah.
I never said that she stole my look.
Okay. So, no, I was asking if she stole your look.
Oh, no.
Okay. So I'm good friends with Blac Chyna. I'm going to make sure she...
Oh, my word.
Thoughts, feelings, emotions...
I just thought during that whole interview, she seemed like she was still on drugs.
Totally on, like, less drugs, though.
Yeah, but maybe different drugs. Maybe mood stabilizers.
Right.
But she's always been, even before she went crazy, she was always, I remember reading an interview with her in a magazine when she was, like, on, when She's the Man came out. And she said this weird thing, like, my parents and I don't get along because at 16 she wanted to buy a BMW, but her parents were in control of her money and they wouldn't let her. And she was so mad. And I was like, that's why you don't get along with your parents? And I thought that always stuck in my mind as like a weird thing to, even if you think that, even if that bothers you.
Don't say it out loud.
Don't say it out loud.
Yeah, and she seems comfortable saying things out loud that one might not. You know?
Which it just seemed like a weird thing that she is like I was like, that's a weird, I don't know.
Something's not quite right.
Yeah, but it just might be growing up in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing stand-up at 5 years old.
Again, it's really bold to want to be on that camera. And it messes you up, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to grow up
with. I want to be on it, too.
I know. You both are bold women,
She's
I swear.
Like, what's wrong with both of you? It's a great question. But, yeah, I think if you're not on it, when you're on it that early, that's when things go quite awry.
Yes.
Potentially.
But I'm glad that she does seem coherent, which is great.
She looks clean.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she looks great.
I think she looks okay. I think she looks better.
I actually kind of feel, I feel like she's come a long way. And it doesn't quite show. You know what I mean? Like, she's lived some hard years and it's not showing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Compared to Lindsay Lohan or something who looks, I think she looks old.
She looks toe up.
She does, although I saw a picture of her recently where she looked great. So maybe she's done some things. But it was good to know that she stole Blac Chyna's little earring things through the cheek, microdermables, whatever they called. Didn't know that was like she picked that tip up from Blac Chyna.
Look.
The more you know.
The more you know.
And it is a good question. Like, what is it like to murder your vagina? You know, like –
Well, you know, I don't have that question.
You know what it is. You know, very clear.
No one wants to get their no one wants to get their vagina murdered.
Murdered. Well, right. It depends on how we're looking at murdered.
Yeah.
But also, no one wants to hurt. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, you can. There's more exploring on the app. You know. Hannah, where can we find you?
I am at. I hate my...
I think I may have it here. Yeah, what is it?
It's Hans Dickey.
Yeah. I was like, let me let you say it.
It was a college nickname that just went too far.
You can change it, just so you know.
I know, but now it's like when people... I've been tagged and stuff. It would go to something else. Hannah Dickinson is already taken by some girl who has 100 followers. I almost messaged her and was like, bitch.
Give
it to me.
Yeah, but no. I'm probably going to change it.
So how do you spell that? H-A...
H-A-N-S.
Okay.
D-I-C-K-I-E.
Perfect. And we could find your stand-up when you're out. Like, is it on Facebook or when do you just tweet it out?
Yeah, I mostly just tweet it out. Okay. And I'll be in Chicago at Zany's all summer, so I don't know if...
Bam. Amazing Chicago. And we do have some Chicago listeners, ladies.
Oh, that's great. Right.
Hello.
Come over to Zany's and...
let's do the
hang and bang.
Thing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me.
How to be less old.
Oh, boy. Hans Dickey.
Hans Dickey in the hizzy.
You know, it's funny because I feel very kindred. You know, I guess I didn't have such an exploratory phase, but it's just the sleeping at the bar really puts you in the same place as somebody.
I think all three of us literally have experience that moment together many times.
Maybe we should all go out and just sleep take it a off. Little nap.
Just enjoy being with, like, but then no one's,
I know, yeah, you need terrible to things can happen. For you. Like, yeah.
Somebody needs to be awake. No, I mean, I think that, you know, this is a new age. People are dating in different ways. You know, yes, we're able to go explore, but there's also, like, I do feel nervous about, like, fully exploring with these complete and utter strangers. But
it's a lot.
Gosh, it's so much. Mm. I feel better, like, a brick and mortar bar, at least when you're trying to jump off, like, on something, like, let me check out Lady Pondville.
Right.
You know, just mark, they're still with us. We still have gay bars. Like, they have not gone the way of the dodo quite yet. So, like,
no.
March in.
March in.
Smile.
Bring a wing person.
Yeah. And let's see if we can get something going off of that before we, like, get into a threesome with a 30-year-old couple are going to boot us out anyway. You know what I mean? I love that they convened.
I like that her note, though, was that Converse rookie move.
Yes, like of all the moves of that were rookie in that scenario.
That was not the rookie.
One of them being like, never have gone down on someone before, but like.
Or had a threesome before.
Wait, I'm so assuming. Many new things.
Yeah, probably never been to Venice before, if I have to guess.
I love it. Okay, so you guys, just march yourself over to iTunes, review us. If you have reviewed us as OMFG, now you can do it as us. As How to Be Less Old.
Thank you for doing that. And you can find us online on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at HTBLO.
I am Deanna Chang, at Deanna M. Chang.
Bam! Hey! And I'm Emily Foster, at Frida Foster. And we just wanted to give a little shout out to Rai Rai TL, who says, these girls have a lot of the same questions that I do, and I'm glad they voiced those questions so I don't have to. I know, it's embarrassing.
You're
trust
welcome.
Us. They come off a little ditzy at first, thank you, but pretty charming and easy to listen to. The least informed people are sometimes their guests, which make for a fun episode. Felicia, don't get me started. And Deanna sounds just like Kourtney Kardashian, which I said to her when I read that, no, you don't, and she said it's come up often.
We've had a couple guests say that. I have to move through it and just accept.
Does it give you feelings?
I find Kourtney Kardashian to sound as if she's dead. You know, like she's barely has a pulse. So that
she's
concerns me.
Non-emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also do know that I've been having vocal fry before vocal fry was a thing. So I can accept that.
Sure.
You know, like yeah. I'm from Long Island, like deal with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it doesn't move me much in either direction. But do I love it? No.
No. Okay.
But do I hate it? No.
No.
It's fine.
Great.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
How to be less old.
Hello, people of Earwolf. It is Paul Scheer. I host a show on Earwolf called How Did This Get Made with Jason Mantzoukas and June Diane Raphael, where we watch movies that are so bad, they're actually pretty damn great. I'm talking about Mannequin 2 on the Move.
2.5 billion women in the world, and I'm trying to score with a statue.
I'm talking about Rowdy Roddy Piper and Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Shut your hole!
And of course, I'm talking about Ninja Terminator.
You've got 3 days in which to return the Golden Ninja Warrior, or else you die.
The Ninja Empire is evil.
We sat down this week with Alana Glazer and Abby Jacobson from Broad City to talk about Ninja Terminator live at Clusterfest. Take a listen to How Did This Get Made this week.
Ninja Terminator. Don't miss it.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.